And the pasuk continues, Kiyaver ish sada oicherem. If a person will bring his animal into somebody else's field or vineyard, Mishilach es be'iroi, and he will send his animal, which means the mazik of regal, his animal will damage the other person's field by trampling upon his fruits and vegetables. Uvir b'stei acher, or he will damage in another way by destroying the other person's field with the mazik of shein. Through the animal's teeth, it will destroy the other person's field. Meitav sadeu umeitav karma yishalim. The din is that he must pay with the best of his fields and the best of his vineyards. If he's coming to pay with karka, with land, then there is a din that you must pay with the best land. There are three levels of land: Idius, Bainanus, and Ziburius. The best is called Idius, middle is Bainanus, and the worst is Ziburius. The din is that Nezikin you pay with Idius. If you want to pay up the damages with land, you must give the best land. But if you want to give metaltlin, you can give any type of metaltlin, any type of movable objects. The din of Meitav is only referring to payment with karka. And Rashi says, Kiaver, Esbeiroi Uvier, three words in this pasuk are all very similar. Kiaver ish, Vishilach es be'iroi, uvir b'stei acher. Kulam loshem behema. They all mean an animal. K'may anachno uvirenu. We and our cattle. What does the pasuk mean? Kiaver. Yoylech behemoisav b'sad v'cherem. He leads his animals into somebody else's fields or vineyards, shachaveret. V'yazik oisei be'achas mishtei ele. And it damages the other person's fields in one of two ways. Oy b'shiluach be'iroi. Either by shiluach be'iroi. Oy b'bir. Upirish rabbi seinu. Shiluach huniske medrach kaf regel. When the Torah says vishilach, it means the mazik of damaging through trampling. Uvier huniske hashen. And the pasuk uvier is referring to the damages of damaging through one's teeth. Haychelos umva'eres. The teeth that will eat and destroy. Ubier means also to destroy. Bistei acher, besodah shel ish acher. It went and destroyed with shein or regel in somebody else's field. The din is meitav sadeh yishalim. Shamed sanezet. We first evaluate what the damage was. Then bol yishalim loy karka demei niskoi. If he wants to pay through karka the worth of the damage, yishalim loy meitav sadeisav. Then he has to pay from the best of his fields. Im hoya niskoi sela. If the damage was a sela, yitin loy shav a sela me idya sheyesh loy. Then he must give from the best of his fields the worth of a sela. Limedcha kosov. The pasuk is teaching you guys shanazikin shaman loy be idias. That by damages, you pay with idias, with the best of your fields, if you are coming to pay with karka. And the pasuk continues with the mazik of esh. Kiseitei esh. If it will go forth a fire from your field, umatza koitzim, and it will find thorns, it will catch fire onto the thorns from your field, and then jump over to the other person's field, v'necha godesh, and it will consume the stack of grain of the other person's fields, oy hakoma, or a standing crop, oy asode, or it will actually burn the field itself, the plowing, and he will have to replow, shalem yishalem hamavet habera, he shall surely pay the one who lit the fire, because a person is mechuyev to watch gachalosai his coals. Zogt Rashi, ki seise esh, afilu mi'atzma. Even though the fire went by itself, because a person has to watch his fire that it should not spread. Umatza koitzim, how did it spread? It caught onto thorns. Kadunish blaz. V'necha godish, and then it consumed the stack of grain. Shelicha kobe koitzim, first it burned the thorns, achi gila godish, until it reached the stack of grain. Oy lakama, or then it burned the standing tvua, the standing crop, hamechuberes lekarka, which is attached to the karka. Oy asodem, and then it's shelichka es niroi, it scorched the plowable earth, the plowed earth. The tzarech lonir oisa pamshnia, and now the owner has to plow it again, and that is a loss of money. Shalem yishalem hamaves habera. Afal pi shehidlik pesach shalei, even though he lit it in his own field, v'hi yotza me'atzma, and then it traveled by itself, ayidei koitzim shemotza, through the thorns that it caught onto, chayev l'shalem. The owner of the fire, the one who lit the fire, has to pay. L'fi shalei shomar es gachalosei, because he did not watch his coals. Shalei teitze v'tazik, that it should not go out and damage. And that is why he was responsible even for a fire that was lit on his property. And the pasuk continues with the four shomrim, the four types of guardians who watch objects for their friends. One is a shomer chinam. one who watches for free. He does not get paid for watching this item, and he has the most lenient laws. The din is that he is potter on Geneva Vaveda. If it's stolen from him, or if he loses it, he is potter. The next level is a Shomer Sachar, one who gets paid for watching the item. He is chayiv on Geneva Vaveda, but he is potter on Oinsim. If an accident occurs, then he is potter. The strictest is the Shoyel, one who borrows. Since he is able to use this item without paying any money, he has the strictest halachis, and he is not only chayiv on Geneva Vaveda, but he is also chayiv on Oinsim if an accident occurs. A soicher, one who rents, there is a machlokes if he has a din of a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. Now let us see the psukim inside. Ki yiten ish el re'ehu, if a man will give to his friend kesef oy kelim lishmar, money or vessels to watch, as a shomer chinam, to watch for free, vigunav mi beis ha'ish, and the shomer claims that it was stolen from his house and he doesn't have it anymore. Im yimotze haganov, if the robber is found, yishalim shnoyim, he pays kefil, he pays double. We know that somebody who steals pays kefil if he is caught. So over here, if they find the ganav, then the ganav pays kefil to the owner of this object. But im lo yimotze haganov, if the ganav is not found, so in our hearts, we might accuse the shomer for maybe taking this item for himself. So in order to get himself off the hook, the shomer has to swear. V'nikrav bal habayis el ho'eloi him. And the shomer, who is called the bal habayis over here, the owner of the house, like the pasuk said in pasuk vav, v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, it was stolen from the house of the ish, referring to the shomer. So the shomer is called the bal habayis, and he will come close and approach Bezdin and swear to them, im lo shalach yodai b'mleches rehehu, that he did not send his hand and tamper with the property of his friend. The Gemara says that he makes three shavuos. He makes a shvua that he was not a pasheya, he was not negligent, he was not careless with the pikadoin that the person gave him. He makes a shvua that it was stolen, and he makes a shvua that he was not shaleach yad. He did not use this object, because if he uses the object, in a way it becomes his, he is a goslin, and he makes a kinyan on it, and therefore he does not have the exemption of being potter when it is stolen or lost. So those are the three shvuas. Shvua shelei shalachti boyad, shvua shelei pashati, and shvua shenignava. But let's say witnesses come after he made the shvua, and they say that this thing that you just swore on, that it was stolen from you, is in your rishus, you have it in your house. Then al kol devar pesha, on any sinful word that the shomer said when he lied in his shvua, al shor, al chamor, al se, al salmo, whether it is an ox, a donkey, sheep, or clothing, al kol aveda, on any lost object which he claims he does not have. And now two edim come and say that he does have it. Asher yomer ki hu zeh, the edim come and say, ki hu zeh, this thing that you swore upon is in your property, is in your rishus. Ad ho elohim yovoy devar shnehem, to Bezdin, the word of both of them should come. The word of the shomer that says it was stolen, the word of the edim that say that he has it. Asher yashion elohim, the one that Bezdin finds guilty, yishalim shenayim l're'ehu, he will pay double to his friend. If Bezdin finds the witnesses guilty, they will pay double to the shomer. Since they wanted to cause the shomer to pay kefil, then they have to pay him kefil with the din of edim zaymimin. But if they find the shomer guilty, then the shomer has to pay kefil, has to pay double to the owner of this pikadon. And this is the din of toyin tainis ganef. We learned already before, where it says by a regular ganef that steals, that he pays chayim shnayim yishalim. In Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Gimel, he pays double. That's when he did an act of stealing. He went into the person's house and took the item away. But over here, there is a chiddush, because he was allowed to have this object in his rishus. He was a shomer. It's just that he tainted, he claimed that it was stolen, and he really kept it for himself. This is a new level of geneva, which is called tain tainis ganav, one who claimed that it was stolen from him and kept it. And the pasuk over here is telling us that if edim come and say that this thing is in his rishus, even though it was allowed to be by him originally, but since he was tain tain as ganef and he has it, he pays kefil. The way we explained it until now, the shomer chinam has to swear in order to become potter. He must swear three shavuos. There is another shita that is brought down in the Gemara that says the only time a shomer chinam has to swear is only if he is a moed of a miksas, which means, let's say, the owner gave him five necklaces. And now when it came time to return the necklaces, he says, here are two, but the other three were stolen. So he is a moed of a miksas. I agree, I have to give you back two, and I am giving you back two. But three of them were stolen, and I am potter. Then there is a chiyuv shvua. But if, let's say, he says all five were stolen, he is a kofer hakoil, then he does not have to swear, and he is potter even without swearing. That is the shita in the Gemara that learns pshat in the pasuk, that when the pasuk says ki hu zeh, means a moed of a miksas, ki hu zeh, this part I owe you, and this part I don't owe you. And they incorporate the din of moed of a miksas into the shvuas hashomrim, that he only swears when he is a moed of a miksas. We do not paskin like this, because we paskin like the manda omar in the Gemara that says, iruv parshiyos kisuvim kan, that there is a mixture of parshiyos. Ki hu zeh is the din of moed of a miksas, but it does not belong here. It belongs further in the parsha of halva, of a loan, im kesef talves ami. Because when somebody lends another person money, for example, $100, and then the borrower says, I only owe you 50, I never borrowed 100, and he wants to give back 50, there he is a moed of a miksas, and he has to swear. And that is learned from the pasuk ki hu zeh. But it does not belong in this parasha, it belongs by the parasha of halvav. And that is the way we paskin, because we hold a shomer has to swear even if he is a kofer hakoil. And the pasuk continues, pasuk tes, with the parasha of a shomer sachar, one who is getting paid to watch this item. Ki yitein ish el re'ehu, if a man will give to his friend chamor, a donkey, a shar, or an ox, a seh, or a sheep, v'chol behema, or any other behema lishmar, to watch, and we are referring to a shomer sachar, that he is watching for payment. And the reason why the pasuk over here says that he is watching chamor, shar, a seh, and earlier, by Shermachinam, it says he is watching Kesef Oikelim, because when somebody watches for free, chances are he would only agree to watch Kesef Oikelim, which is an easy job. As opposed to Chamor or Shor or Seh, which are alive and move about and need maintenance, there he would not do it for free. But since this parasha is talking about a Shomer Sachar, where he is getting paid, he is willing to watch a Chamor or Shor or Seh. And what happened to this animal or animals? Umeis, an oinus happened, an accident happened, it died. Oinishbar, or it broke. Oinishba, or the animal was captured by force, it was an oinus. Ein roya, there are no edim. No edim that witnessed this accident happen. Because if there were edim, then he would not need to swear. He would just bring the edim and show that it was an accident, and then he is potter. The question is, why does it say the whole concept of edim only over here? By Shomer Sachar. Why didn't it say earlier by Shomer Chinam also that if there are edim that say it was stolen, he does not need to swear? And the answer is because typically by a ganef, there are no edim. A ganef goes secretly at night and steals from another person. So, Dibur HaKosav B'Hayveh, the pasuk speaks about a usual occurrence, and usually there are no witnesses that witness the ganef stealing. So that's why the pasuk does not say that if there were witnesses, he would be potter. Because over there, they have to witness a geneva. But over here, it was an accident. It was an oinus that happened. And since that could happen in broad daylight, therefore the pasuk discusses that if there are witnesses or if there are not witnesses. And if there aren't any witnesses, then he must make a shvua in order to be potter on oinus. Shvua Hashem tia ben shneim. A shvua of Hashem will be between the two people, the shomer sachar and the owner. Im lo sholach yodei b'mlechas re'ehu, that he did not send his hand to use or tamper with his friend's object. And again, he will make three shvuas. A shvua shalei pashati, I did not act with negligence. Shalei shalachti bayad, I did not use the item. And if I would have used it, then I would not have the ptur of oinus. And a shvua that an accident actually happened. And if he makes these shvuas, then v'lokach be'olav v'lo yushalim. The owner has to accept the shvua, and then The Shomer Sachar does not have to pay, because he is potter on Oinsim. But if it was stolen from him, Yishalim Levalov, then he has to pay to the owner, because a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv on Geneva Vaveda, and only potter on Oinsim. Im Taroif Yitaroif, what happens if it was ripped apart by a wild animal? Yivieu Eid, then the Shomer Sachar should bring witnesses that it was ripped apart, it was an Oines. Hatereifa Lo Yishalim. For certain trefos, certain types of beasts that will rip apart the animal, will potter him from paying. Lo yishalim, he will not pay. What types of animals will he be potter on? Only a large animal that he could not have prevented from destroying the sheep. For example, a lion, a bear, a wolf. But if it was just a cat or a fox, a small animal that he could have prevented, then he is not an oinus. And then he will pay. So hatarefa leyushalim. For this trefa he doesn't pay. But there are trefas that he would pay for, like chatul, shual, and nemia. Ramban asks, why do we find in the pasuk earlier, when it was an oinis of nishbar, nishba, or mace, the pasuk says ein roye, there were no witnesses. And over here, when it is ripped apart by an animal, there we say yivieu eid, there are witnesses. And he explains, because on an accident of maize, nishbar, and nishba, there could be witnesses, and sometimes there might not be witnesses. But when there is a lion coming into the flock of sheep, it is an event that people like to watch. And since people like to watch this, therefore there is a good chance that there are witnesses that witness this event. Therefore the pasuk says over here, Yivieu Eid. By trefa he says there are witnesses, as opposed to maize, nishbar, or nishba, where he says, ein royeh. And the Gemara also says that there is another Chiddush over here. The Pasuk is coming to tell you, and it is Isi ben Yehuda's Shita, that in the case where witnesses saw this event, the Shomer cannot exempt himself, cannot potter himself with a Shvua. The Pasuk in Pasuk Test says, Ein Roya, then Shvua Sashem Tiyah ben Shneim. If there are no witnesses, then he can make a Shvua and potter himself. But, Im Tarif Yitarif, Yivieu Eid. But if there are witnesses that witnessed the Aryeh, the lion destroying the sheep, then he cannot potter himself with a shvua that an accident happened. He must bring the witnesses. And that is Isi ben Yehuda Shita in the Gemara. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Shoyel, one who borrows. B'chiyishal ish me'im re'eu. If a person will borrow an item from his friend, v'nishbar oimeis, and an accident happened, it broke or it died. Ba'olav ein imoy, since the owner of the object is not with him, was not hired together with the borrowing of this object, then the din is shalim yishalim. The borrower must pay. Somebody who was a shoyel is chayiv even on einsim. The only time he is potter is in ba'olav imay lo yishalim. But if the owner is with him, then he does not pay. What does it mean the owner is with him? That means at the time that he borrowed this object, he also hired the owner to do work for him. Whether it is in this job or in another job, the din is then he is potter from paying. And the halacha states that it is even if the owner was hired at the time of the borrowing and he was not hired at the time that this animal died. Haya ima bishas shela, he does not have to be with him bishas shvira umesa. And the chinuch explains the reason for the patur of ba'al of ima, and he says that the borrower, the shoyel, is not responsible for the item if the owner is there and watching his own object. So since Ba'ol of Imay, the owner is with him and watching his own object, therefore the shoyel is potter. The Mefarshim ask that this reason only applies if the borrower, the shoyel, hired the owner to work together with the object that he borrowed. He borrowed a shar, and now he hires the owner to do work for him with this shar. So since he's standing next to his shar, he can watch his own shar. Then it applies the reason of the chinuch. But the halacha states that even if he hires the owner for a different job, he hires the owner to fix his sink, and his shar is working in the field. So how would that be a reason why the shoyel should have a patur of ba'al of imay? The owner cannot be watching his own animal. He's in the shoyel's house. He's not on the field watching his shar. And because of this question, the Netziv in the Sefer HaMikdavar says that the ikur reason of the patur of Baal of Imai is a Gzeris HaKasav. one can say the reason of the chinuch, but it doesn't cover every aspect of the p'tur, and therefore, on the cases that it doesn't cover, and the reason does not apply, we say it's a gzeris hakosav. Im sacherhu, let's say somebody rents an object from his friend, then bob is charoid. It is different than a shoyel that is using the object for free, but rather a seicher, one who rents, bob is charoid. He's using it with payment, and therefore he is not as chomer, not as strict as a shoyel, and he is potter on oinsim. He is potter if an accident happens. There is a machlokes in the Gemara, what din he has. According to Rav Meir, a seicher has a din of a shomer chinam, and according to Rav Yehuda, he has a din of a shomer sachar. Now let us go back on the Rashis from the pasuk that speaks about shomer chinam in pasuk Vav. And Rashi says, v'gunav mi beis ha'ish, and what happened is that the shomer chinam says that it was stolen from his house. Lefi devarav, according to the words of the shomer chinam, it was stolen. The din is, if they actually find the ganav, it was true what the shomer chinam said. Yishalom haganav shnayim lebailam. The ganav will pay kefel to the owner. But im lo yimotzei haganav, if they do not find the ganav, ubo hashomer hazeh shehu baal habayis, and the shomer which the pasuk calls the baal habayis will come, v'nikrav, and he will approach el hoelohim el hadayonim, to the dayonim, ladun, to contend imzeh with the owner, and to swear to him that he did not tamper the object he was watching. And the Rashi continues, akol devar pesha, on any sinful word, this shomer will be found to be a liar with his shvua, because Edom will testify that he himself stole it, and Bezdin will convict him and will find him guilty according to the words of the Edom. The din is Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu. The Shomer will then have to pay double to the owner. The Medcha Akoso, the Pasuk is teaching you, Shatoyin Bepikardim Loimar Nignav Himenu. Somebody who claims by a Pikardim that he is watching that it was stolen from him. The Nimsa Shu Atzmai Gunvoy. And then we find out through witnesses that he himself stole it. Mishalim Tashlume Kefal. He pays double. The Emasai, when does this rule apply? Bizman Shinishba Vachkach Bo Edim. It is only if he swore first and then the witnesses come. Shekach Dorshu Rabbi Seinuzal. Because this is the way our Rabbonim explain it. The Pasuk says, Vinikra Balabais El Holihim. Kravizu Shvuihi. This Pasuk that says he approaches Bezdin, it means approaching to swear. You say it means a shvua, but maybe it just means to be judged. Once he comes to a din Torah and he denies saying that he does not have it, he said it was stolen, right away when the Edom come, he is chayev double. In bo Edom, if the Edom come, that it is in his rishos. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. No, that cannot be, because it says the word shlichas yad in this pasuk. And it says the word shlichas yad further on in pasuk yud. Shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim im leisholach yodai. There should be a shvua between the two that he was not sholeach yad. Ma lehalon, just like the pasuk in pasuk yud. Shvua, the shlichas yad is referring to a shvua afkan. Also over here, when the pasuk says v'nikvav balabayis elo lehim im leisholach yodai, it says shlichas yad here also. It means to approach bezdin and swear. Ashiyar meki huzet. According to the simple meaning of the pasuk, if the eid said ki huzeh shenishbata olam, this thing that you swore on that it was stolen, harehu etzlecha, it is by you. The din is arad ayonim yavoy devar shnehem. To bezdin, both of them should come. V'yachkeru esa edus, and we check out the witnesses. V'im ksherim hem, if they are kosher witnesses, v'yarshi uhu l'shomer, and they will find the shomer guilty. L'shomer zeh to the shomer yishalim shnayim. Then he will pay double to the owner. But if they find the witnesses guilty, we find that they are false witnesses, then they have to pay double to the shomer chinam. Because that is the din. With the din of Edom Zoymimin, whatever they had intention to do to the one they testified against, that's what happens to them. And since with their testimony they would have made the shomer pay kefil, so now they have to pay to the shomer kefil. For Rabbeinu Zal Darshu, and there are Rabbonim that darshin, Kihuzeh. What does it mean, Kihuzeh? The Lamej, a Mechayvin Oise Shvua, that a Shomer does not swear, Ela Imkein Hoidav Mixas. Unless he is a Moidav Mixas, he admits on part and he denies part. I owe you this and this, and the rest was stolen from me. And this is the sheet that we mentioned earlier, that a shomer will only swear if he's a moed of a mixas, but if he's a kofer hakoil and says all of it was stolen, then he does not swear, and we do not paskin like this sheet. Then comes the parasha of shomer sachar. Kiten ishal reyehu chamor or shor. Parasha Rishon and Nembo b'shomer chinam. The first parasha was talking about a shomer who watches for free. Lefikach pasaboy esan nignem. Therefore, he is potter if it's stolen. Like the pasuk says, "Im lo yimotze aganaf b'nikva balabayis l'shvua," that if they do not find the ganaf, then the shomer will swear that it's stolen and it will be potter. That the shomer chinam exempts himself with this shvua, saying that it was stolen. But this second parasha, amuro b'shomer sachar, is referring to a shomer sachar, a watchman that watches for pay. Since he is getting paid for it, his laws are stricter, and he is not exempt if it is stolen. Like the pasuk says in pasuk Yud Aleph, if it's stolen, he has to pay. But if it was an accident, if it dies by itself, or it broke, or if it was captured with force through robbers, the din is that he is potter if he swears. There were no witnesses, Sheyed Bedover. There were no witnesses that testified that this accident happened. Then he must swear, Shvuas Hashem Tia. Yishav Hashakenu, let him swear that this is what happened. Kidvarov, like he said, that an oinus happened. And he also swears that he did not use the object. Since he was only a shomer, he's not allowed to use it. Sheim Sholach Boyad, if he did use it, Va'achar Kach Nensa, even if an accident happened afterwards, Chayev Bo'insim, then he does not have the Ptur, and he is Chayev if an accident happened. Because once he was Shaleach Yad, he is a Gazlin, and was kinded with Kinyan Geneva, and he does not have the exemption of Oinsim. So if he swears, V'lokach Ba'olav, the owner has to accept the Shvua. Hashvua, the Shvua, V'lo Yishal Im LaHashomer Klum, and then the Shomer does not have to pay. The Shvua, Shenensa, is enough to potter him. But im tarif yitarif, if it was ripped apart al yedei chayro through a wild beast, then yivyeu aid. Yavi aidim shenitfa ba'inus upater. Let him bring two witnesses that an accident happened, that it was ripped apart, and then he will be potter. Hatarefa lo yishalim. Heine oime trefa lo yishalim. It does not say trefa lo yishalim. Elo hatarefa. This trefa he does not pay for. Why? Yesh trefa shumishalim. Yesh trefa shenimishalim. There are times when the animal becomes ripped apart by a wild beast that he pays for it, and there are times that he does not. Trefas chatul, if it was ripped apart by a cat, vishual, or a fox, unumia, and another type of small animal, mishalim, because that is not an onus. Trefas ze'ev arivadoiv, a wolf, a lion, or a bear, v'nachash, or a snake, ain't a mishalim, that he does not pay for, that is an onus. Umi lachoshcho latin kain, who whispered to you to learn like this? Shariksiv, because the pasuk says an oinus, it died, it broke, it was captured. Just like death of the animal is not something the owner could have stopped. When the pasuk says it broke or it was captured, is also a type of break and a type of capturing that he could not save. It was an oinus. So to hear also, trefa means a trefa that he could not stop, which is ari, ze'ev, and nochosh. But not chatul shul and nemiya. What happens if he borrowed it? V'chi yishal. Bol lamedcha al hashoyel shechayev ba'insim. This pasuk is coming to teach me that one who borrows is chayev to pay if an accident happened. It is more chomer. Ba'olav ein imoy. He is chayev if the owners are not with him. Im ba'olav shol shor einoy im hashoyel b'malachtoy. If the owner of the ox was not together with the borrower in its work, he did not hire him at the time that he borrowed, then he is chayev ba'insin. But in ba'ol of imoy, bein shu ba'oisim melacha, whether he hired him to work together with this animal, bein shu b'melacha cheres, he hired him to work in his house for another thing. Ha'yimah b'shash she'ela, if he was hired at the time that he borrowed, ein etzorach lias imoy b'shash shviru mesa, he does not have to be hired at the time that it broke or died. As long as at the time that he borrowed, he hired the owner with him for any work, and for any amount of time, then he has the ptur of Ba'alav Imat. But im sachiru, if he rented it, im ashar in a shol, if the ox is not borrowed, ela sachar, it is rented. Bo bischari liyad ha-sachar hazeh. It was rented, and it came through payment to the hand of this renter, v'loi b'she'ela, and it was not borrowed where he can use it for free. Ve'en kol ano shaloi. It is not, all benefits are not belonging to him, like somebody who borrows, who can use it without paying any money. Shared al yedei sechari nishdamish, because only through payment is he allowed to use it. Therefore, he does not have the laws of a borrower who is stricter and is chayev even on an accident. But the din is, by this seicher, this renter, he is potter on oinsin. But the pasuk does not say exactly what halacha a seicher has. Is he like a shemechinam and is also potter on gneva vaveda, or is he like a shemesachar that is only potter on oinsim but is chayev on gneva vaveda? Lefikach, therefore, nechleku boi chachmi Yisrael. Our chachamim argue about this. Seicher ketzad. What is the din of a seicher? Ketzad mishalim. How does he pay? Rameir oimer kishemechinam. Rabbi Yehuda oimer kishemesachar. Rameir says he has a din of a shemechinam, but Rabbi Yehuda says like a shemesachar. And the pasuk continues, v'chi yafate ish besula. If a man will persuade and seduce a besula, asher lo ayrasa, who is not married, b'shochav ima, and he lies with her. He seduces her to have relations with him. Mahar yimarena lo leisha. The din is that he must give her kisuba and marry her. But in ma'in yimoin avia lasita loy, let's say her father does not want them to be married, and the father refuses to give her to him, then kesev yishkoil kemayer habesulais, he must weigh money, like the amount of money given to besulais, to if somebody was me'anes an isha, if somebody forced an isha to marry him, to have relations with him, the din is he has to pay 50 shekel to the father. So here too, if the father does not allow the mefate to marry this isha, his daughter, then he must pay money, just like the amount of money that is paid to somebody who is me'anes an isha. Just like somebody who forces an isha pays 50 shekel, somebody who is mefateh, who persuades an isha, also will pay the same 50 shekel. Zok Rashi, v'chi yafateh. What does yafateh mean? Medaber alibo, he persuades her, atcha shemazloi, until she listens to him. V'chein targumai, and so does Targum say, v'arei yishadel. What does v'arei yishadel mean? Shidel b'lashon arami, kipitoi b'lashon ivri. Shidel, in lashon arami, is like persuasion, pitoi in Hebrew. Mahar yimareno, yitzak loy moyar kemishpat ish leishtoi. He gives her a moyar, a set amount of money, like the amount that a husband gives a wife. What does it mean? Shekosev laksuba v'yisaena. The din is he writes for her a ksuba, which states the amount of money he will give if they get divorced, v'yisaena, and then he can marry her. But what happens if the father does not allow this marriage to go through? Then he must pay. Kemoyar habesulais. He must pay like the amount of somebody who is ma'anes, forces a besula. She cuts of chamishim ketzav etel hatoifes es a besula v'shoichiv ima ba'oines. That is the set amount of 50 shekel that is written by the parasha of somebody who grabs a besula and has relations with her against her will. Shenemar, the pasuk says over there, v'nosan ho'ish ha'shoichiv ima, and the one who lies with her gives la'via naira to the father of the naira, chamishim ketzav, 50 ketzav. Here too, by mefate, he will also give 50 ketzav. And the pasuk continues, Mechashefa loisachaya. A woman that practices witchcraft shall not live, but rather she will die Misas Bezdin. What type of Misa? There is a machloikis. Either Misa Saif, by sword, or Misa Skila, which means stoning. And the reason why the pasuk says, Mechashefa, a woman that does witchcraft, and not a man, because Dibra Akasa Bahayveh, the pasuk speaks about a usual occurrence. And women are more usual to practice witchcraft. Zok Rashi. She shall not live, but rather she should die in Bezdin. And this is referring to, the Isser is referring to male and female. The pasuk speaks about the usual occurrence, because women are more usual to be found to deal in witchcraft. And the pasuk continues, one who lies with an animal and has relations with an animal shall surely be put to death, as Rashi says, misas skila, stoning. by stoning. Roiva kinervas, sai if it's a man that lies with an animal, and also if it is a woman that lies with an animal, a nervas, shekosav behem demayhem bom. By both of them, the pasuk says demayhem bom, their blood is in themselves, and these words are always referring to a misa of skila. And the pasuk continues, veach lo Elohim yochrom, one who shechts and slaughters to the gods that I told you not to. Yochrom will be killed, will be destroyed, bilti lashem levade, unless he shechts to Hashem. To Hashem you are allowed to shecht, but not to other gods. Rashi explains that although it is a beferish pasuk in Parsha Shoftim that one who worships Avodah Zarah is chayiv skila, so what is this pasuk coming to add by telling me zaveach lo elohim yochrom? And he answers, because from that pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, we do not know what type of avodah, what type of worshiping of Avodah Zarah is chayiv misa. The pasuk over here lets us in on what type of worship. Zaveach lo elohim, one who shechs to the gods. Any avodah that was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and you do that avodah to an Avodah Zarah, that will be mechayiv the person misa. Whether it is zaveach, one who shechs to an Avodah Zarah, or whether it is Maktir, one who burns incense, Keteres, to an Avodah Zarah, or Menaseh, one who pours wine to the Avodah Zarah. These are all types of Avodah that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. Those type of Avodahs are Chayav Misa. Also, if somebody does an Avodah, that is the normal way to worship this Avodah Zarah. If throwing a stone into the sea in front of the Avodah Zarah is the way to worship it, then you are Chayav Misa also by doing that. Or if defecating before the Avodah Zarah, like was done by Pa'ar, is the way of worshipping it, that is also a way to be Chayav Misa. But if it is not something that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, and it is also not Avodah Sabekach, the way to serve this Avodah Zarah, is not with this action, and somebody just goes and kisses the Avodah Zarah, or sweeps before the Avodah Zarah, it is not a Chayav Misa, it is only Bazara, it is only a Lav. And Rashi says, Lo Elohim, to the God. What does it mean? L'Avodah Zarah. He shechts to Avodah Zarah. Ilu hayin nokat le'lohim b'tzeirei, if the pasuk would have written le'lohim, to a God, with a tzeirei, hayin tzoruch lefarish v'lichtev acherim, then the pasuk would have had to write le'lohim acherim, to other gods. Achshav she'omar lo Elohim, now that it says to the God, ain't tzoruch lefarish acherim, it does not have to write acherim. Shekol lamed beis vohei, any time that there is a lamed, a beis or a hey, hamisham shesh bereis hateva, that are being used in a beginning of a word. In nekuda b'shva, if it was the nekuda is with a shva, kigoin limelech, limidbar, leir, to a king, to a midbar, to a desert, to a city, tzorach lefarish le'eza melech. The pasuk has to explain which king. La'eza midbar, which midbar? La'eza ir, to which city? Because the pasuk is only saying to a city. We don't know which one. V'chein, and also when there's a chirik under the lamed, li malachim, v'li regalim. There also it means to a king, and to a regel, to a holiday, b'chirik. Tzorach lefarish la'eza. The pasuk has to explain which one, because it only means to a. And if the pasuk does not specify, then the pasuk is referring to all kings. If the pasuk would say with its serei, to a god, all gods it would mean, even if you shecht to Hashem. And that's not true. A person is not killed by shechting to Hashem. But if there is a pasach, or for that matter a kometz, it says la, or lo, kimoi la melech, to the king, la midbar, to the desert, la ir, to the city, then noide be'eze melech medaber, it is known which king we are talking about, the one we are talking about, v'chein la ir, the city, noide be'eze ir, we know which city we're talking about, v'chein lo Elohim, to the God, la oisen shehozartem aleim b'makam acher, the one I have already warned you about in other places. So that's what it means, zaveach lo Elohim, one who slaughters to the God, the one that I warned you about. Kiyotzebai, we find a similar idea where the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Ein kamoicha vo Elohim." There is nobody like you, vo Elohim, amongst the gods. Lefi shall I perish, since it does not explain which God. Hutzruch li noket pasach. Therefore, it has to say pasach, or really with the comments over here, ba Elohim, the God. Because if it would say ein kamoicha ve Elohim, it would have to say ve Elohim acherim. But now that it says vo Elohim, it does not have to say acherim, because it is obvious. There is nobody like you amongst the other gods, the ones I have spoken about in other places. Now what happens if somebody shechs to other gods? Yachram. You must. He is put to death. Why do we need this pasuk? Like for a number by Misa b'makom acher in Parsha Shoftim, it says already Misa. It says Ishahu or it says Ishahi. It says you shall take out the man or the woman that worships Avodah Zarah and give them skila. So why do we need this pasuk? Ella only l'fisha le'pirish al eza avodah chayev Misa. Over there it does not say what type of worship is mechayev a person Misa. Shelo toima kol avodah b'Misa. Do not think that all types of worship have a chayev Misa on it. Bo u'pirish l'chakan. Therefore, the pasuk tells us over here, "Zeveach lo Elohim yachram." Loim lecha to tell you, "Ma'azvicha," just like slaughtering. Avodah hanas b'fnim l'shamayim. It is a type of worship that is done in the Beis Hamikdash. Afani marbe. I can also include in the chiyav misa hamakdir, one who burns incense to avodah zara. Ba'manaseh, one who pours wine to avodah zara. Shein avodis b'fnim. These are avodas that are done in the Beis Hamikdash. The chayov maleim lechol avodah zara, and therefore you are chayev misa to any avodah zara that you do. Beit shadakel of the bekach, beit shein dakel of the bekach. Whether this is the way to worship or not, there is a chayev misa by the fact that it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. But other things, it will only be a chayev misa if it is dakel bekach. Avashar avodas, but other avodas that are not in the Beis Hamikdash and not dakel bekach. Kigon amechabit, one who sweeps before avodah zarah. V'ham merabits, one who sprinkles before the avodah zarah. V'ham megafef, and one who embraces the avodah zarah. V'ham menashek, and one who kisses it. Eino b'misa elabazara. He is not b'misa, only with an azara elav. And the pasuk says, v'ger loy soyne, and a ger you shall not abuse with words. V'loy silchatzenu, and do not oppress him by taking his money. Because you were gerim in the land of Egypt. And there is a concept of mum shebach al toimer lechavrach. A blemish that you have, do not bother somebody else about. And since you were a stranger in a strange land in Mitzrayim, do not bother the ger by him also being a stranger. Zok Rashi, v'ger lo soina, do not abuse a ger. Oinos devarim, it is referring to bothering the ger by saying vicious words to him. Kimoi, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'chalti es monayech es besorim. And I will give to eat the ones who bother you, the ones who abuse you, as besorim, their own flesh. Do not oppress them, because they last moment by taking their money. Ki gerim heyisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Im hanisa, if you will abuse them, afu yachalai nascha, he can also abuse you with words. And say to you, af ata mi gerim bosa, you also came from gerim. Mum shabach al tamer lechavroch, a blemish that you have, do not bother your friend about. And how were you a ger? Because kol lashon ger, every lashon, every language of ger means adam shalei noilad ba'oisa medina, a person that was not born in this country. Elabami medina acheres lagosham. He came from another country. So since you were not born in Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim you were gerim, so don't bother a ger that is now a ger because you also had the same issue. And the pasuk continues, kol almano v'yosayim loisa'anum, any widow or orphan, you shall not pain. Rashi explains that really this pasuk is a lav not to bother or pain anybody. The pasuk is talking about a usual occurrence, diber hakosav b'hoivet. Since widows and orphans are very weak, and people tend to take advantage of them because they do not have people to stick up for them, therefore the pasuk speaks about a more usual occurrence, and it chooses almon of yosef. If ane se'ane oisoi, if pain, you will pain him, referring to anybody, any Jew that you will pain. The pasuk does not say what will happen to that Jew. The pasuk is threatening without giving a punishment. The end is he will get his. He will get what is due to him. And the pasuk continues key, because if somebody will pain an almona v'yosayin, what will happen to them? Imsoi yitzak elai. If the almona and yosayin will scream to me, shamoya eshma tza'akosai. Listen, I will listen to his screams. V'chora api. And my anger will burn in him. V'harakti eschem b'chorev. And I will kill you with a sword. V'hayu nesheichem almonos uvenechem yisaimim. And then your wives will be widows, and your children will be yisaimim. Mida keneged mida. You are bothering an almono v'yosaim. The end will be that your children will be yisaimim, and your wife will be almono. And Rashi is bothered that isn't it obvious that if I kill you, then your wife will be an almono and your children will be a yosun. And he explains that the pasuk is taking it a step further. Not only will your wife be an almona, she will be a type of almona that will never be able to get remarried because there will not be any witnesses to testify that you died. And therefore, she will never be able to remarry. She will be an almona that will remain an almona. And your children will be yisaimim that will never be able to take from your inheritance, from your Yerusha, because there will not be any witnesses that will say that you died. And therefore, they will not have rights to take your Yerusha. I once heard a pshat why the pasuk says a double lashon, ane sa'ane tzo'ik yitzak shamoya eshma. And the pshat is that when a person bothers an almono v'yosan, not only is there pain for what the person said to this almono v'yosan right now, but it also brings back the old pain of the death of their husband, the death of their father. So therefore there is a double pain. If pain you shall pain him, you will give him pain from what you said right now and bring back the old pain of the death of the parent, the death of the husband. Then I will punish you also. Shamoya eshma tzaakosai. I will punish you twofold. I will listen to his screams. I will punish you for the pain, the immediate pain that you're giving him now, and for bringing back the old pain of this almono v'yosan. Zok Rashi. Kol almono v'yosan lo yisa'anu. Zok Rashi. Hu adin l'chol adam. This law applies to all people. The pasuk is speaking about a usual occurrence. Since they are weak, it is a usual occurrence to pain them, and therefore the pasuk is speaking behoive. If pain you shall pain him. This is a shortened pasuk. Gozam, the pasuk threatens, and does not say the punishment. Kamoi, just like the pasuk Lochem kol harei Kayin, the pasuk in Parashat Bereishis says, therefore anybody who kills Kayin and does not say what will happen, gozam v'lo pirish onshei, it threatens but does not say the punishment. Afkan, here also im ani sa'ane oisai, if pain you shall pain him, lashon gizum, it is a language of threat. Kalemer, seivcha litoil eshelecha, the end will be that you will get yours what is due to you. Lama, why? Kim tzoik yitzek elai, because if he will scream to me, then the pasuk continues. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi say that the pasuk just threatens and does not say what happens? The pasuk says, imani sa'ani oisai, if pain you shall pain him. Then pasuk Chaf Gimel says that I will kill you and your wives will be almonis and your children will be yisaimim. So why is that a threat without explaining what will happen, what will be the oinish? And the Mefarshim explain, it is because the lashon of oisai. Oisai means him. If the pasuk was referring to the almona and the yosain, the pasuk should have said, im ane sa'ane oisam, if pain you shall pain them. The fact that it says oisai, him, it must be referring to any person that you pain. And the pasuk is going away for a second from the almona v'yosain. And it's saying, im ane sa'ane oisai, if you will pain any person, then the din will be that you will get punished. The pasuk does not say, gozam v'lay pirish oinshay. The end will be you will get yours. But the pasuk then goes back now to almono v'yosayim. Ki imtsoy yitzek elai. Because if the almono v'yosayim will scream to me, then I will pay you back, mida keneged mida, and your wives will be almonos, and your children will be yosayim. But the pasuk of im ani sa'ani oisay is not referring to almono v'yosayim, and that's why Rashi says that it is gozam v'lay pirish oinshay. Because pasuk chaf gimel is specifically going on almono v'yosayim. Your wives will be widows. Once the pasuk says, I will kill you, isn't it obvious that your wives will be widows and your children yisaimim? This is a different curse, an additional curse. The women will be tied down like almonos, widows whose husbands are still alive. There will not be any witnesses that will testify that their husbands died. And they will be prohibited to marry anybody else. And the children will be yisaimim, orphans. But what type of orphans? They will not be able to go and take from the inheritance of their fathers. Because we have no testimony stating if the father died or if he was captured. So until you have this testimony, they are not able to go and take from the Yerusha. And the pasuk continues, Im kesef talve es ami. Im does not mean if, because it is a chiyuv, but rather it means when you will lend money to my nation. And the pasuk is telling you the order of lending money. First, es ami. If you have a choice to lend money to a Jew or a guy, lend to a Jew, ami, my nation. If you have a choice to give to a wealthy person or to a poor person, es ha'ani, give to a poor person first. And if you have a choice to give to ani ircha, poor people from your local town, or ani ir acheres, imach, give to ani ircha first. Rashi also explains that one should not be mevazeh and look in a lowly fashion and ridicule the poor person. Es ami, look at the poor person as if he is my nation. He's Jewish. Have rachmanas on him. Es ha'oni imach, look at yourself like you are the poor person and see how you will treat him then. Laisia leikenoshe, do not be to the one who you lent money to like a creditor. If you know he cannot afford to pay you back, do not bother him and do not stalk him. Laisisimun olav neshech, do not place upon him ribis, interest. Because interest is like the bite of a snake. It starts off very small. Before you know it, it blows up to a big swelling. So too is interest. It starts off with just a small percent, but as it adds up, it can grow to a lot of money. If the one who lent the money takes as a mashkin the clothing of your friend, if somebody lends another person money, and then when it comes time to pay up, the person does not have the money, and he therefore takes security, collateral, a mashkin. The din is, at boy hashemes tishiven ulay. You should return this item, this clothing, to the borrower until sunset. This is referring to an article of clothing that is used during the day, ksus yoim. And since the person doesn't have any other clothing, you shall return it to him the whole day, and at night, take it back. And this is what you should do every day. Give it to him in the morning and take it back at night. And that's why the pasuk says, Chovel Tachpoil, a double lashon. Tul v'hashev, give and take it back, give and take it back. And Rashi explains that it is similar to Hashem, that every night he takes our neshama. And even though our neshama is chayev to him, we did so many averis, he gives it back to us the next morning and takes it back at night and gives it back in the morning. Kihi kisusoi levado. This is the only clothing, the only covering that this person has, the only outer garment. This is his only shirt that he wears on his skin. What will he lie down with? As Maskil David explains, even though the pasuk is referring to a ksus yoim, it refers to over here a type of a bedspread that is used during the day, what he leans on during the day. What will he lie down on? It will be when he screams to me, Bishomati, I will listen to him, Kichanun oni, because I am gracious. And Rashi says in Pasuk Chavdalad, Im kesef talve es ami. Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol im ve'im shebet Torah rishus. Every time the word im is used in the Torah, it is voluntary. Chutz migimel, except for three. V'zeh echad mehem. And this is one of them. The other two are mentioned in Rashi at the end of Parshas Yisroi. Es ami, ami v'nachri, ami koidim. Rashi here is telling us the order of giving tzedakah. If my nation and a guy are coming to you, give first to ami, give to a yid. Ani v'ashir, ani koidim. A wealthy person and a poor person, give to the poor person first. Ani irchav ani ir acheres, local aniim and aniim from another city. Ani ircha koidim, give to ani ircha first. Zehu mashmoi, and this is the meaning of the pasuk. Im kesef talve, if you are lending money, es ami, first give it to my nation, talveu. First lend it to my nation, a yid. V'loy la'ov de gilulim, and not to a goy. Ule'eze me'ami, and which ones of my nation, es ha'oni, a poor person. Ule'eze oni lo'ise she'amcha, she'imach, the ones that are with you, aniye ircha. Dava acher, es ha'oni, she'leitinag boy minag bizoyin. You should not act in a way of bizoyin to the ani. Balvol, when you lend him. Why? Shehu ami, he is my nation, he is Jewish. Es ha'oni imach, look at yourself as if you are an ani. And that is how you will be able to treat him correctly. Ami, first of all, he is my nation. And also, ese ani imach, look at yourself like you're the ani. Then you will treat him with the proper respect. Laisia lekenosha, do not be to him as a creditor. Laititva enu bechazaka, do not collect from him by force. Imatu yedea she'em loy, if you know he does not have money. Alti doima olav kilu halvisai, do not act to him as if you lent him money, but rather as if you did not lend him money. This means to say, do not embarrass him. Neshech, what does neshech mean? Ribis, interest, which is like the bite of a snake. Neshech, a bite. A snake can bite a small bruise on his foot. And the person that got bitten does not even notice it. But suddenly, it swells all the way up to his head. So is the way of interest. It's not noticeable. It's only a small percentage, a couple of pennies here and there. Until the ribis keeps on adding up, until he loses a lot of money because of this interest. If he will take a mashkin, whenever the Torah uses a lashon of chavola, it does not refer to a collateral that is taken at the time of the loan, because such a collateral, the din is that you do not have to return to the borrower even at night. But rather, this is referring to a mashkin, collateral that was taken when the time of the loan reached its maturity, and the borrower did not pay back. Such a mashkin must be given back at night. Chavol tachboil, kofel lecha bechavola. The pasuk writes chavol tachboil twice. Akama pa'amim, to tell you that this must be done many times. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, kama ato chayiv li, how much are you chayiv to me? Bahari nafshecha oyle etzli kol emesh ve'emesh. Every night your soul comes to me, v'naisenes din v'cheshvin, and gives a din v'cheshvin, a calculation of all your positive acts and negative misdeeds, u'mischayeves lefonai, and your soul is indebted to me, because you do so many averis. V'ani machzir lecha, but I return this soul to you every day. Af'ata tul v'hoshev, tul v'hoshev. So too, you should do the same thing. Take the mashkin at night and give it back in the morning, and keep on doing that. That's why it says a double lashon of chaval tachba. At boy Hashem is tishivenu loy, kol ayom tishivenu loy. The whole day, you should return it to him. At boy Hashemesh until sunset. Ukevoy Hashemesh, and when the sun sets, tachzor v'titlenu, then you can take it back. At shiyove boiker, until the next morning, shel mochar of the next day. And this is referring to a garment that is used during the day. Therefore, you give it to him during the day and take it back at night. Because the borrower does not need it at night, and that's why you can keep it at night. This is his only covering. Zutalis, referring to the outer garment. This is his shirt, zuchaloik, his shirt that he wears on his skin. What will he lie on? L'rabi says a matzah, to include bedspreads, or different types of spreads that he leans on. As we said, Maskil David learns, this is a type of spread that is used during the day, since the pasuk is talking about kisus yoim.